Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on effective negotiation. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I'm a corporate executive coach and management development trainer. I have been working with the AAT staff, branch network and members for the last 13 years. During this recording, there may be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself, or to take a little time for thinking. Therefore, please feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During the course of this recording, we will cover the following areas. We will be looking at some of the basics behind effective negotiation. We will look at five strategies of influence that sit around negotiation. We will also cover three different approaches and the four phases of negotiation. And finally, we will look at the concept of commodities and beliefs. So let's start with the basics. Essentially, effective negotiation is about positively influencing another person so that you achieve an outcome that is hopefully mutually beneficial to both of you. So let's think, what positively influences you about others? Think of a person that has a positive effect on you or someone who you admire. It may be someone from the present or the past. It may be someone you know, or indeed a public figure. As you think about that person, think about what it is that they do or say that means they have that positive effect on you. What are the qualities or things about them that you like and draws you to them? Of those things, list the top three. We all need to influence many different people during our personal and working lives. It is important to think about the most appropriate way to influence in each case. This means giving consideration to the situation and the person you are trying to influence, rather than always relying on your most comfortable style or approach. A good influencer and a good negotiator will be flexible in their approach. Having asked you to think about the qualities of someone who positively influences you, let me share with you some of the qualities that we generally like to be displayed by people we deal with. Here are some of them. Good active listening skills. A good sense of humour. A strong sense of commitment and values. Approachability and flexibility. Being assertive and forthright. Showing care and consideration for others. Being fair and objective. Friendly and polite. Clear and articulate. Well prepared and organized. Honest and open. Well informed and showing confidence. And positive and enthusiastic. Of much research that has been undertaken in this area, this list is very typical of the qualities that we like to be shown to ourselves. These are the qualities that we like others to display when we are dealing with them. So if these are the qualities that we are looking for in others, it makes sense to think that these are also qualities that others are looking for in us. How does this list compare, I wonder, to the qualities that you chose from the person that you were drawn to? And when you look at that list, which of those qualities do you already have as natural and strong qualities within your personality and your behaviour? And which of those qualities are ones that you could perhaps develop and improve upon? Interestingly, there is one particular quality that stands out over and above all of the rest. And that is the skill of good, active listening. It is very difficult to influence or effectively negotiate with another individual if you are not able to actively and effectively listen to what they have to say and what they would like. So let's consider, what are good listening skills? To begin with, a helpful question can be to ask ourselves, what are the barriers to listening? When we are negotiating with someone else, what could impede us from listening effectively? It could be something around us being focused only on what we want, perhaps. Is it also focused, perhaps, on the fact that we may not be prepared to offer up something and contribute to what the other person wants? All of those inner thoughts and the inner conversations that we are having with ourselves can impede us from listening effectively to what is actually going on. So how can we show that we are really listening, both non-verbally and verbally? Here is a reminder of some of the key skills here. From a non-verbal perspective, we can show that we are listening through our body posture and our gestures. It is important to maintain an open and relaxed body posture, using subtle gestures to support our understanding of what the other person is saying. Remember, however, to try and match your actions with the tone of the conversation in order to achieve empathy. Facial expressions too. Smiling and nodding can be very encouraging to the speaker, as can other expressions to match the tone and the content of the other person's words. And then there's eye contact. Maintaining eye contact is a good way to show that you are listening and interested in the other person. Eye contact should be regular, however not fixed in a stare. How can we show that we are listening from a verbal perspective? Think carefully about the words that you choose when responding. It can be useful to try and mirror and match the other person's words by picking out certain pieces of vocabulary and using them back with the other person. Try to maintain also an even tone and volume, and acknowledge the other person's feelings with your words. Pausing is very important too. If you are speaking, you can't listen. So allow enough pauses to let the other person speak and for you to digest what they have said. Clarification. Ask questions to clarify points, obtain more information, or probe deeper. Summarizing and paraphrasing. This not only reassures the other person that you have been listening, but also helps you to be sure that you have understood and captured the key points.